Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We will definitely revisit that commercial we just heard at some point. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
When you look at the kind of up and down nature of the team's run defense thus far this season, do you think that it's injuries at play, or is it just kind of a varying level of execution from week to week?
I would probably say the latter. I mean, obviously, the injuries don't help your situation when you're trying to be more consistent and execute on a high level. Obviously, we were missing, and nobody's complaining, our three safeties. We lost our fifth one. Halfway through the game, but you know, that everybody deals with that, and we have to work through that. And the bigger thing is, I'd start with giving Denver a lot of credit. I mean, Sean's got a great offensive mind, and he looked at the tape against Washington, and they had some good things that caused us problems. And we've got to continue to come up with solutions that are going to fit our personnel the best right now while we're getting healthy. Obviously, we got guys that are going to be coming back, whether it's Dono or Hooker or Wanye or Overshown or, any of these guys that could certainly help us. But in the meantime, we've got to, do a better job. We're not getting the job done. We know we're not getting it done. You are what you are. And certainly, right now we're ranked 32nd in defense in the league, and we've got to be better than that if we want to give ourselves opportunity to win games. Obviously, that was a tough environment. Their defense played really well. It's a hostile crowd there, and we didn't play as well as we think we can play on offense. And certainly our defensive play, we weren't able to go toe-to-toe with them. So certainly the performance was disappointing at best.
Is there, especially when you use the term toe-to-toe, is there anything in particular, whether it's getting more pressure on the quarterback, whether it's cutting down on the big plays, is there anything in particular that you look at as you're like, that's the linchpin to this defense perhaps playing better?
Yeah, I think there's some things we're looking at. Obviously, we want right to work on it. And, I think most of our depths and our defensive line, and we got to look at some options there. I think stopping the run is a big thing, and you said it best to start the show. We're not doing a good job. We've been inconsistent at best, and you got to start. We need to stop that run, and we're looking at some options there, and see what we can do. But it is the full body of work at the end of the day, and we've got to do everything better than what we're getting done right now.
Those options that you're kind of looking at, are you looking at the defensive tackle spot, defensive end spot? What would be the one you like the most there?
I just think it's all the all the above.
Okay.
We've got to get up there and give ourselves an opportunity, and a lot of this is fits, and the safeties are involved in the fits, and we've got to, one time I think we had our nickel corner back there playing safety, so we've just got to get in here and roll up our sleeves and go back to work and improve.
And I know I asked you this similar question 2 weeks ago, but I think it helps shape y'all's philosophy and helps inform the audience. When you say that, it is because you still believe this team has the makings of a team that could make it to the playoffs, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to continue to grind it. I think, offensively, we've got the pieces there, to be an outstanding team, and we've got to continue to look at the ways that we can improve this defense and, make some stops. And if we can get some stops, then, I think our offense will play well. They've played well all year. Like I said, we had some unfortunate turnovers. We lost the turnover battle, which isn't that certainly doesn't lead to winning the football game. So we got to be better there. But you also got to give Denver credit. They've got a really good defense. They lead the league in sacks. Obviously, they got a lot of pressure on Dak yesterday, and we have to be better.
You know, Steven, I think it was Jerry told us a couple weeks ago that the Washington game wasn't necessarily the thing that would make any decisions there. A couple of times we use the word rewarding your team by adding a player that could help put you over the top, like in a big trade or something like that. What would be a good measuring point, a good place that you would go, okay, I do need to reward this team because they did that for us?
Yeah, I think we're always, one thing that I think people don't understand is we work every year, especially as you roll down to the trade deadline. We make every call. We talk to all 31 teams. And see if there's options there that make sense for us that would be the right thing to do. And if that opportunity presents itself, which we're looking at options right now, and we'll decide if we think that's the best option for us at the moment. And but that's every year. We're always looking for ways to improve our team. Obviously, this trade deadline comes early in the NFL. And we have to take a long, hard look at that and see if the right opportunity's there.
I don't suppose you can give us any more insight about specifics on what you're looking at, right?
No, we can't do that.
Or the teams you've called.
Yeah, worth worth a shot. Now, you go back to yesterday's game, and I know the issues that we've already talked about with the defense, but the false start on the first offensive drive and then James Houston being offsides, those two plays right there could have swung the balance of the game 11 points. It's not just the number of penalties. It felt like those two specifically, did you feel like they changed the trajectory of that game?
I think Coach Schottenheimer always addresses that. The pre-snaps are unacceptable. We have to be better than that. Our players got to be better than that. And those are all things we can do something about in terms of being more disciplined. And, you're correct. They certainly were huge penalties. I mean, we got a 3-and-out there. If Houston's head's not across the ball, and certainly, the motion we had there when we're at the half yard line, that hurts. When you're on the road, you got to get your touchdowns. And especially, where we are right now with this team, we got to, we got to maximize our points and maximize our possessions. But you make good points on all the above. We didn't play well enough to win the game yesterday. You got to start with giving Denver credit. But we got to go. Everybody's got to look in the mirror and see where they can be better.
Now, absolutely, Denver deserves credit, and they are up to 6-2. On the flip side, I know Parcells would always say you are what your record is. Is there any concern for you or the organization that if you look inside this team's record just a little bit, the teams that y'all have beaten are now a combined 6-17?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't look at that in terms of the teams we've beaten, the teams we've tied, the teams we've You know, at the end of the day, we're 3-4-1, and that's what we are. We have to be better than that. That's not going to get us in the playoffs. So we've all obviously got to change the narrative there. You know, and as I said, it all starts, you know, I had one of our top players say, we all got to look in the mirror. And that starts at the top and goes from our executives to our personnel people to our coaching staff to our players. We all have to be better.
You know, I'm glad you said that, too, because it starts at the Shoddy said yesterday after the game that his play calling wasn't good enough, and he mentioned that multiple times. Do you feel like he was kind of falling on the sword there, or do you feel like you kind of got the same vibe that his play calling wasn't at its best yesterday?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details of each individual person. We all have to be better, and certainly he made that statement as well. And whether it's Jerry, whether it's myself, whether it's Will McClay and his staff, whether it's Shoddy and his staff, or our players, we have to be better.
Jaden Blue yesterday had a couple of flashes. He had the 14-yard run. He also had the fumble. What kind of gauge are you getting on what Blue is and the opportunities he earns and deserves?
Good point. He's a young player that I think has tremendous upside, as everybody's seen. It flashes. But at the same time, he's got to, you know, be more consistent himself. And certainly the fumble didn't end up hurting us. But he's got to clean those type of things up. At the same time, you see the juice that he has and the explosion that he can bring. But he's a young player that I think is just going to continue to get better. But, you know, it's got to start today. He's got to, just like the rest of us, we all got to, get to work.
How do you monitor the progress of Wanye Thomas? Because I know he's had issues with migraines. What's the level of concern for him?
Well, it's just, it's like any medical thing. You're looking for the answers. This is not a clear-cut situation. We've run a lot of tests on him in terms of his concussions. And, our thought process is hopefully this thing clears up and, he can continue to help us because certainly we miss him. You miss Hooker, you miss Dono, you miss those guys. They're guys we were counting on when the season started, but, that's part of the NFL. Every team, goes through this. That's the nature of our game, and, we've got to continue to push forward with the guys who are available, and hopefully the guys who aren't will be available sooner than later.
Then that question obviously stands for Trayvon Diggs. Do you feel like he can still contribute to this team once his injured reserve time is up?
Yes, I think he very well can. We felt like this was in his best interest. As you know, he's been on and off injury reports all year with his knee and, the condition of one of his knees and certainly the concussion. He still hadn't cleared protocol yet there, and we just felt like, it was in his best interest, our best interest, for him to just get well. I think that's the number one thing with him, and then hopefully the rest will follow. But now he'll get the opportunity to do that without the pressure of the week-to-week or, of are you going to play or not.
Did Trayvon Diggs hold the same opinion that this was in his best interest?
Yeah, we won't get into all the private conversations that we have internally.
That might be the answer to this one as well. Do you feel as though there are lingering issues between Trayvon and the club?
Same answer. I mean, we have ongoing dialogue with players all the time, pretty much for the most part with all of them. And, we don't share that dialogue.
Does Joe Milton throw the prettiest deep ball in the NFL?
I tell you what, he's a gifted guy. And certainly, the pass to JT and great work by JT as well. Certainly good to see Joe go out there and have some success and, JT, execute on his behalf.
There's one other player I forgot to ask about. How y'all feeling about the progression back of Cooper Beebe? I know he wasn't able to play this weekend, but how are y'all feeling about how he's coming along?
Yeah, I think this week will be the week. He was real close. It was his first week of practice after coming off that injury, and we just felt like he wasn't quite there and couldn't play at a level that he expected to play at, or that would be in his best interest to activate him last week. But he was so close, and believe this will be the week.
Appreciate the time as always, good sir. We'll catch you next Monday.
Thank you, guys.
There you go, Stephen Jones, right here on 105.3 The Fan. So potential good news right there at the very end. They think this will be the week for Cooper Beebe, depending on how much you think the offensive line kind of pivots on him. They have other issues on the offensive line, but depending on how you feel about that player, it looks like he'll be back ready to go for the Cardinals.
And that that meeting with him next week will be pre-game as we get prepared for that Cardinals game.
Hey, so we'll be rolling into the game. That is a good point. Look, I'm conflicted because I understand it's probably not in the best interest of the team or the player to be like, oh yeah, Trayvon Diggs disagrees with this. We had a huge fight about it. Like, that's not in the best interest of the team to take that public, but don't you feel like that just kind of feeds further into the idea that there is a schism between Trayvon Diggs and the team?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just the weird complexities that have come along with this the entire way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just think, you trade his best friend. You had the problems in the offseason. He was hurt by that.
Right.
Some of the words, some of the phrasing, you're kind of sometimes like, that sounds a little unique. Like that he's got something that he's got to heal. Like that sounds more emotional than it does physical. But then he talks about the knee. And right. So you're like, well, I mean, maybe that is the case. They put him out there before he was ready, or he went out there before he was ready and prepared to go.
Yeah. And see, I guess I continue to be way more interested in that part than like, if he just doesn't want to be here because they traded his best friend. Like, I'm not saying that's the case, but if it was, I'd be like, dude, get over it. Like, this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had our heart broken like that before. So I hope it's the other one, is that there are just lingering things that he just like never had the time to totally, or the right rehab process or whatever the case was. And it's not just I'm sad because they traded my friend.
Yeah, no, you never know.
But I have no idea. Yeah, you're right.
He's an interesting fellow from what we know anyway. And hopefully he can get whatever it is that needs to be healed back so he can get out on the field and be good again.
Look, we talked about this 2 years ago. We had one of my favorite interviews ever at training camp with Trayvon Diggs. But I know there are a lot of people who have varying opinions about him. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway. It is a jam-packed one today. Cowboys thank you notes, no thank you notes after getting destroyed by the Broncos. Plus, is this World Series going to be more competitive than you anticipated? We'll do.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Do that next right here on The Fan.
Flannoy in motion to the left, handoff. Williams diving behind the left guard. Touchdown, Javonte Williams. Oh, is he happy to get that, and did his team need that?
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, so that happened. But realistically, I'm guessing we will get a lot more no thank you notes than we will thank you notes here in this segment. I will say no thank you to the Cowboys defense as the Broncos scored their most points at home since 2014. 11 years. So no thank you to the Cowboys defense for that.
You remember where there was a time, Kevin, when the Mavericks, they were called season high and career high because it was like some random dude would have a career high on any given night. It feels like this is the case. The most points scored in 74 years for this football team because the Cowboys. You know what? I'm going to start off with a positive.
Oh,
thank you to Javonte Williams for scoring 2 touchdowns.
Hey!
Could have been 3.
Mm.
But we like to get cute in the red zone on the 1 yard line.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That leads perfectly into the next no thank you.
But he gave me some points in fantasy, and that's really important to me right now.
I believe they called it on Brock Hoffman, but it sure looked like that false start was on Tyler Guyton, which killed it from 3rd and goal at the half yard line after they were already getting too cute. That gave you 3 points instead of 7. So that's a negative 4. James Houston, no thank you to you for that offsides on what would have been a punt. Instead, 3 plays and 66 yards later, the Broncos score another touchdown. That's minus 7. I don't know if it would have changed anything, much like the Bears game that we talked about. But when you got that ball back after what turned out to be a Broncos touchdown, it should have been off of a Broncos punt, and you were up 7-0. Does that change where the game goes from there? Maybe, maybe not. But Sertan was hurt. Maybe you do better offensively, or maybe this was always the way it was going to go, and it just delayed the inevitable. But those 2 plays right there, and Stephen Jones agreed, cost you 11 points.
Are we sure that Tyler Guyton is your starting left tackle of the future?
Absolutely not. You know what? I'll go a step further. I am significantly closer to sure he is not than he is. Like a lot closer.
How many more games?
Zero.
Last year you said you got to give him a runway. It's a learning curve. We knew when we drafted him, we were behind the curve on this one.
Yeah.
This year, what you've seen so far, I don't know, maybe he's a right tackle. That's what he was in college.
Okay.
Maybe Terrence Steele isn't playing that well.
Well, that's fine. Your money's already been spent. So give me a game, trot it out there, see what happens. Nate Thomas at left tackle, Tyler Guyton at right tackle.
I don't understand.
Number of games left is 0 for me.
For you, for Tyler Guyton at left?
To at least see something different. And if you go back, because I know Nate Thomas had a really good game, and then you look at another part of it and you're like, ooh, that was rougher. But I want to see it back out there at least for a game. And if you want to try that in cooperation with Tyler kicking out to the right side, so be it.
Because I said, Kevin, I heard 18 pressures. The number was actually 21. 21 pressures with 8 quarterback hits. Cowboys had 7 pressures. Again, we knew that Denver was that team. Denver's a better team. Their record says they're better. They played better against you yesterday.
Yeah.
They're a better football team than you are.
For sure.
By that much? Maybe. Probably so, actually. Thank you to Banger for going out there and kicking 252 yards worth of punts, only allowing Brandon Aubrey to get 1 field goal attempt.
You know what? I'm glad that you brought that up. No thank you to the Cowboys for chickening out multiple times.
They had so many opportunities.
You're down 14-3.
Screw it.
Kick the 72-yard field goal. I want to see it.
At this point.
But we didn't.
What did we do instead, Kevin?
We threw an interception, which ended up costing you points.
Higher percentage play in that moment.
Brandon
converting,
Aubrey.
Converting a fourth down or...
Yeah, it's Brandon Aubrey in the thin air. Like, we didn't talk about that thin air for no reason.
Yeah.
If they play in Denver, when they play in Mexico City, I want to see him kicking the ball from 70 yards just to see what happens. And by the way, also shout out to Tyler Guyton. Once again, no thank you note for missing on the sack that forced a punt for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the no thank you obviously is across the front of that defense. If you go and watch, I told you not to watch, Kevin, because I want you in a better mood tomorrow. But if you out there go and watch, you'll see multiple times when it's one man versus one man.
Yeah.
And that man is blocked and cannot win, cannot get off of a block to make a tackle. The highlights we're seeing today of all the big runs against the Cowboys weren't. It's not like they did anything special. They just won man up.
Yeah.
Against, hey, offensive lineman, block the guy in front of you. And they did. And they did it well. And they cleared spaces. The Cowboys had not that they didn't have fight. Oh, you couldn't quite.
Did you think they had fight?
I didn't see it. And I don't know. Again, we go to the, well, it's obviously it's the teacher. It's got to be the teacher. The teacher's not doing a good enough job teaching the guys what to do. And then you're like, but. No matter what, the talent there, it didn't win against one man. So that's where I have that problem. So no thank you to those guys for that.
And you gave up four plays of 20-plus yards alone in the first quarter, which once again set the stage. Alec, fear not, there's plenty more, but do you have some thank you or, let's be real, probably no thank you notes?
Yeah, I'd go no thank you, and trust me when I say this because I know people might start to roll their eyes. No thank you to injuries because Elijah Clark should not be playing for this football team.
And you don't want Bridges out there as much because there was a play that Bridges made before the narrative really started to turn against him yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
That was an amazing catch.
It was.
We were on a hot streak there.
But he also knocked the ball out on what looked like it was a completed reception, and he knocked the ball out to force a punt. So those two plays right there, those were huge positive impact plays for the defense. Unfortunately, there was a lot of other stuff.
It was rough, but you know, the injuries to the safety position has made me realize just how bad they were at the safety position anyways. Because what were we doing just a couple weeks ago? We were complaining about Donovan Wilson and the fact that he shouldn't be playing anywhere near center field defensively. He needs to be closer to the line of scrimmage. All of these different things we're complaining about. When he's not there, everybody else behind him isn't playing over him because they are worse. So you're starting to see stuff like that. And like the big PI call, I know you don't want to just give up the walk-in touchdown if you're Clark, but you know, he gets the defensive pass interference call against him. It's just because of bad positioning. It's because you're not turning your
hips fast
enough.
Tripped up on his feet.
Exactly. Like, you are just not ready to make a play. I need guys who are ready to make a play.
And like, I think about what Mickey said about an hour and a half or so ago. I understand the concept of next man up, but when he's like, screw that, it's the next man after the man after the man after the man up, that you're even switching positions that you're not particularly deep at to begin with, and that is unfortunate. Now, you can blame that on injuries. You can blame that on the people who put the team together.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a whole different conversation.
Sure.
In the offseason, when you're building your team, a lot of times you'll ask the question, what if this guy gets injured? What do we have?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times they're just like, that guy that was cheap.
Yeah.
That we found.
Yeah.
Because, man, we got to spend all this money on Micah. We've been saving for Micah for a long time. Think about that. How frustrating is that?
Yeah.
Is that all these times that we were told we couldn't do things the last 3 years, it was because we had to save up to pay Micah. And now here we are, no Micah, and still the talent as in that kind of small capacity.
And so what I think I'm afraid of is listening to Steven when he's like, hey, we're actively. It wasn't just a, this was different than his talent acquisition 24/7, 365.
We're actively doing this right now.
Right now. And so what I don't want to see.
You know what? That's a really, I didn't even think about that. The way he was saying that happening. Was very different than the lip service of, wow. So you think that.
Yeah, it is happening right now.
He didn't want to be on the phone with us because he wanted to be on the phone with another team.
Those conversations are happening at this moment.
I do believe, and you can say that you don't believe. I do believe, and I've heard from people. They are calling. They have.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I've been calling. Yeah. They do call. That is part of it. But it's more than just the... You got to pester sometimes. We really want this done.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you have to forego the idea of power in the conversation and just get some things done to make your team better.
I'll be honest, and you've probably seen it on the fan text. We have talked to Steven enough to know the difference, and I have absolutely rolled my eyes at 24/7, 365 before. And again, if you watch the
fan, I think he's rolled his eyes as he said it too. Probably. Yeah, I think he knows.
Probably. This was a different answer. Does that mean that they're trolling around for who will take a conditional sixth for X, Y, and Z? I don't know. Does that mean they're looking across all the practice squads? I don't know. Or are they doing something big? Well, guess what? Again, I don't know. But it's the last one that scares me. Trolling across the practice squads to be like, hey, this depth is better than our depth? Good. That is what you should do all the time anyway. Throwing out some conditional sixth because you think you can pick up somebody who will make a difference right now, again, looking at the issue of depth, fair enough. When you heard him and he talked about their strength being across the defensive line, that is a complicated thing because they're saying that there's a lot of them, but none of them seem to be able to get to the passer, to get to the quarterback, and maybe that's what they're looking at. What I don't want is I think you've seen it. I think it is clear as day. This ain't the team. And so as long as it's not a report that you traded a first for this or that, then I'm willing to listen to what they're doing.
All right, so Jerry's said, I believe it was on the pregame show yesterday, that he didn't feel pass rusher was something that they were going to pursue.
Which
kind of leaves us in that vein of
fascinating statement that is.
You're still bad at linebacker too.
Yeah.
And safety.
Yeah.
And cornerback.
Yes.
So I can understand what he's saying there. We, as you just pointed out, we have lots of pass rushers.
Yes.
But we also don't have lots of corners and safeties and these either. But you wouldn't want to trade for a frontline starter, a number one, unless that's going to be a Cole Hamels. This is going to work for us for 3 years.
Exactly. If for whatever reason.
This isn't a one-year Trey Hendrickson pass that's going to make this team okay.
And I don't think this is going to happen at all. But let's say you shifted your focus to Myles Garrett. All right. Well, so Myles Garrett is under contract for several years. You wouldn't have to take on all of that money. I guess that would make more sense to me because I still think Myles Garrett is going to kick ass next year as well.
Oh, he's amazing.
And he's under contract as opposed to Hendrickson wants to get paid and we know everything that comes along with that. So that just doesn't make any sense to me because I don't think this team is going to go to where people for the longest time have wanted it to go. I think this is just Kevin talking. And I know you can't tell the players to like not play their best. I want them to play their best, but to me, it makes way more sense to take whatever perceived depth you have at the defensive line and trade it away to get those comp 6-round picks and keep your 1st-round picks and just pick up draft asset on top of draft asset. And I know people will be like, I don't think the Cowboys are great at drafting right now. Well, the other option is to put it all in on this team and hope for the best.
The other thing, too, is they made two spectacular moves.
With the
George Pickens is a great move.
Agreed.
Javonte Williams addition.
That has been tremendous.
Has turned into far more. And that being said, that's also a very Cowboys frugal move.
Yeah.
That they got lucky that this dude is playing great.
Agreed.
And that Clayton Adams and Connor Riley and Schottenheimer can put together a game plan to get him to make him productive. That's a positive that comes from that. But it is baffling that you can make those two moves and look like geniuses.
Yeah.
And then the other side, you're like, we don't know what we're doing there on the defensive side of the football. Every time we signed Kenneth Murray, we thought we were going to be okay there. Boy, did that not turn out the way we needed it to. And it's mind-boggling, Kevin, because you think great front office move and then worst front office moves. Like that's where you are. They do have balance. I'll give them that. They do have some balance.
Yeah. From the 561, no thank you to Trayvon Diggs for quitting on your team. There are a lot of people who think that.
I also do agree, Kevin, that one move isn't going to fix this team, but I don't think that one move is done and then they're done. I think that you make multiple moves, unless you think that it's just one move to satisfy the masses and go, okay, that gives them something to talk about for 2 weeks.
I hate that because I will stand firm to this. You've seen garbage season from the Cowboys before, and plenty of people still talked about them, and you were able to bounce back. It is smart, disciplined, long-term play that will get you winning. Not look at this move we made, and now everyone's talking about us, but we're still not good enough. You know, like I don't think there's any chance in hell this would happen. But whether it was Myles Garrett or Trey Hendrickson, that is not a singular move. You have to make that in cooperation with at least one other, if not two other moves, to make this a competitive, viable football team. And if you're going to do it, go all the way. Don't give me some BS trade to get the headlines.
Yeah, let's go with the Myles Garrett. I'm just going to use him as, I'm not saying that that's happening, but a Myles Garrett move. Okay, you've made your secondary a little better by making that move.
Yeah.
Because he can do everything. He's a man-child, dude. Like, he goes out there, he can stop the run, he can rush the passer, he can get 5 sacks and still lose a game. Like, that happens. But he makes your secondary better immediately.
Yes, agreed.
So that gives you a little bit of, okay, give me a breath here secondary-wise. But you still have to find a linebacker. Okay, DeMarvion Overshown's coming back. You still have to find a safety. And like the talent in the NFL is proven commodities. If the talent's there, you're a better team because of it.
And
the parity then becomes the games.
I know why he answered it the way he didn't. And people are going to be like, well, what do you expect him to say when we said, do you look into the fact that the teams you beat are 6-17 this year? And he goes, no, or not really. And I know people are going to be like, well, what do you expect him to say? I guess what I came up with was, Sure, that is a concern, and that's why we looked at the games, whether it's going back to the Philly game or the game yesterday, as opportunities to not only pick up wins but beat those quality teams, something like that. Like, you know, he's not going to be like, you're right, we suck, and we should just give up. I get that, but I am concerned about that as well. That's why all this discussion about making a move and this and that makes me nervous. And this is the other thing from the 214. We don't really talk about this a lot, just like we don't talk about the Jones family a lot, because it's not going to change. From the 214, we're giving the league quality players, bro, all while keeping Dak. So unfortunately, that's another thing. There's nothing I can really do for you about Dak for the next year and a half. If you want to have that conversation at the end of the 2026 season, let's roll. I can figure out all kinds of financial ways to get you out of this. But the Jones family is never going to sell the team, and your quarterback for at least the next year and a half is Dak. And that's just the way it is. So if you ever wonder, like, why we don't talk about moving those players, because it's you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can talk about the flaws of those players all day long, but you can't move him.
Not yet.
Yes, correct, for a year and a half. And then, I'm sorry, but then after a year and a half, we'll be able to figure this out.
Okay.
In the meantime, can you please give me cut number 28, good sir?
Dodgers led early 2-0. Blue Jays 2 in the 4th, 3 here in the 6th. And a high drive to deep right center field. It is gone! Addison Barger does indeed blow it open with a pinch hit grand slam.
Now, the Blue Jays, they had an unbelievable offensive output in game one. They scored 9 runs in the 6th inning of game one. That was the 3rd most runs ever scored in an inning of the World Series. The other two teams that did it were the 1929 Athletics and the 1968 Tigers. So that was incredible. And one of their outfielders said after the game, we're a pain in the ass.
Yeah, they are.
And in the most positive way. And so
he's right.
They just shellack the Dodgers in the first game. And then the Dodgers come back and Yamamoto's like, hey, watch me go win World Series MVP with another incredible performance. So it is still 1-1, but I wanted to ask before we dive further in, is this World Series going to be more competitive than perhaps anticipated?
Kevin, glad you asked. On Friday, as we were having a great time at Freebirds with all of our Tolos out there, and as I was preparing for Bearded Monkey on Sunday, I was asked if how many runs would be scored, most amount of runs, and I said 11.
Yes.
And there can still be more runs scored. I'm just saying.
But you already hit. I've already hit the over.
Yeah, I've already hit.
Oh, man!
If I just had the cojones to go ahead and throw that onto a play, that would have really hit. But Kevin,
you could have got great odds for that.
I also pointed out that the team that swept and the team that ended up winning in more games ended up winning the World Series more frequently. Kevin, I have felt the entire time that this World Series was going to be more competitive than people were giving it credit for.
You know,
you said it was going to be like a, you said it should be a 3-game sweep.
No.
They'll be too scared to show up for the 4th game. And I was like, I don't know, Kevin. I think it could go more. And here we are with Max Scherzer and Tyler Glass now on the bump for the next game. And yes, Kevin, I think this is going to be an exciting World Series.
I cannot tell you how many times I've thought about that stat in like the last 72 hours. Because one of the things I threw out there was I did think 6.5-1 made logical sense if you thought the Dodgers could sweep. But I keep having that little thought, that little Corey thought.
The last four times that the team has swept and the other team went, 7 games?
Yep.
The team that went 7 games ended up winning the World Series.
Which I guess makes more sense in baseball than any other sport because of the quick turnaround nature of play every day, maybe have a day off once in a while. Yeah. So that does make a lot of sense. But you looked at game two, and I was really, really wondering if, like, holy cow, Toronto could really put if G-Bag will allow this, stranglehold on the World Series. But instead, go ahead and give me cut number 29. The evil empire struck back.
Fastball lifted in the air, deep left field. Lucas going back. Opposite field bomb. Max Muncy with a second solo shot of the inning. The Dodgers riding the long ball to the lead in game two.
And so Yamamoto gave up a run in the third inning.
Dude, he's good.
Okay. I would agree with that.
I think he's good.
You think he's going to make it? So think about this. In the eighth inning, he struck out the side. So like, what? If you're wondering, hey, was he slowing down as the game? Not really. And that's why he came out for the ninth, because he'd only thrown 93 pitches once he exited in the eighth. And guess what? At that point, those were outs number 15, 16, and 17 in a row. They let him go back out there, and he finished it off and finished the game by retiring 20 straight batters. And let's put that in bigger context. Yamamoto is the first pitcher since Mad Bum in 2014 to throw two complete games in an entire postseason. Not in a series or back-to-back series, in an entire postseason. It had been 11 years. Now, let's take it a step further. He became the first pitcher to throw complete games in consecutive playoff starts since Curt Schilling in 2001. 24 years since someone had not even shutouts, just consecutive complete games. You go back to the last World Series, Yamamoto's ERA in his last five playoff starts, 1.54.
Wow. Dude, he's... I'll add this to... Both teams have played relatively good defensive, like clean defensive games. So to have, like, you're on the mound doing that, and you know you got a pretty good defense behind you, it's got to give him a lot of confidence, especially the last two games. That dude's got to just be on cloud nine with where he is.
How do y'all feel it's going to play out now that we shift back over to Los Angeles? The Dodgers are a heavy favorite. Tonight, tomorrow, you'll get Ohtani against Bieber, and I would assume to finish it up on Wednesday, at least finish it up in Los Angeles, you'd get a reboot of game one, though if you want to push forward Yamamoto, who am I to argue that?
Well, Kevin, I mean, if you're asking me, Darren Rovell's just tweeted out, debuting in games 3, 4, and 5, surf and turf nachos, crispy wonton chips topped with fresh lobster, grilled steak, spicy ponzu sauce, scallion, cilantro, pico de gallo, and crema. I know you're a fan
crema
of
fresh.
Maybe two things that you just heard out of that group, steak.
Yeah.
I don't know about lobster. How do you feel about lobster?
Lobster's okay.
$45.99. Your thoughts?
See, because on the surface, that's a good deal, right? But then you're like, I'm eating this at a ballpark.
That's part of the experience.
Is this the finest?
The extra $20 is the experience.
But see, no, I disagree. Don't shake your head yes at that. You're wrong. You're wrong, Alec, and I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. The experience is paying $6 for your $2.50 hot dog at the ballpark. The experience is paying the $4 upcharge to get your ice cream in the mini helmet. That's the experience. The experience is not, well, I'm going to eat steak and lobster at the baseball game tonight. Maybe that's your experience. And if so, what do you do? And good for you, because you have lots of money. Oh. I don't think this is where I go to be like, you want the best steak in the greater California area? There's, you know, go to Dodger Stadium.
What if it was the best
steak? Would be awesome. Everybody's and then like, holy I would cow. Get it.
Well, I don't think that's really going to make much of an impact on the series, Kevin.
See, but
I think the experience will be better for it.
Okay.
For other people.
All right. When we come back tomorrow, who has the lead in the series?
Dodgers.
Okay.
I think that Toronto wins another game this series. I do think that the Dodgers. Now, that being said, Glasnow is kind of. Like Blake Snell, we didn't expect to get knocked around like that in that inning. Glasnow will have a moment where you're just like, he can't control anything right now. But I do expect the bats for LA to turn up, and I expect the pitching to continue to be pretty good. That does. I am kind of shaky on the bullpen for LA though.
Yeah.
And so we got to see what happens there.
I mean, and look, Sasaki has been significantly better in his role as a closer, but don't forget, he had a shaky attempt at a close early in the playoffs that they had to change pitchers for. All right, back to the Cowboys, and we'll go back to baseball. From the 7-0-4, did the defense even have one quarterback hit yesterday? Yes, they had one at the start of the fourth quarter. The game was definitely still competitive.
They had one overall.
We did it.
Kevin, according to the stats.
We did it.
They had seven pressures.
Hey, one more baseball note for you,
Denver
at least.
Denver had 21.
Whoops. The Guardians associate manager, I believe it's Craig Albernaz, is now going to be the Orioles manager. You heard a lot about that place from Tim Albernaz. Matthews' show on Sunday morning, especially before. Is that not?
It's not Tim Albernaz.
It's Albernaz or Albernaz, I believe. But I learned about that restaurant from the Tim Matthews show. If you ever were listening to that show or, you know, on Sunday mornings, that was our lead in.
I had a friend that worked there at Albernaz.
Oh,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Good steaks, dude.
Okay.
Good steaks at Albernaz. That's why Tim Matthews was always talking about him.
All right. Well, apparently Corey's here to tell us that is not who the new manager for the Orioles is going to be. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Killjoy coming up next. It is time for the Killjoy Hour with Corey Majors. All right. It's the C block.
Lots of joy being killed.
Oh, what?
During hits and misses next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.